We're back to the 2020 KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum, brought to you by Coors Distributing and the D&N Event Center on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Welcome back. We continue with our forum. John Hales, what do you think the mayor should do? What is his or her job description?
Well, as far as I think, the mayor is, of course, the face of the community, and he's the one that's got to balance it all between the constituents, the citizens, the council, the city administrator, the department heads. He's kind of the calming factor, maybe, in among that, to where if one side is not agreeing with the other, he can be in the middle and kind of be the negotiator. And I think that's solid for the mayor. I also think one of the things that helps me, too, as far as mayor, is I have statewide connections from the time that I worked on the chamber and various other things. So I know people across the state legislature, and I can connect with those people to advocate and promote the city of North Platte. And I think that's the main job of the mayor, is to promote our city.
Larry, same question for you. What should the mayor do?
Well, from a standpoint of legislation, he has no power other than when you have a 4-4 tie between the council. But he does have the influence over those council members. And so he has an agenda or a goal that he'd like to see that the community strive for, so he can lend his influence to those city council members and speak what his desires are, and hopefully be able to win their hearts over and their understanding of the situations. He's actually the person that represents the city of North Platte to the he's the face of North Platte to people outside the community, if it be in statewide, nationwide, development-wise, as far as visiting with people where Gary at the North Platte Chamber Community Development Corporation, DEVCO, when people come to North Platte to view North Platte as a potential site for their business to come, the mayor is there, besides the development corporation head. The mayor is a face for the city of North Platte.
Lonnie, your thoughts on the mayor's job?
Well, I think his job description is being a team leader, bringing the council together, you know, trying to see a vision for North Platte. We've talked about this before, that I think a lot of things happen here. We're putting the cart before the horse, you know. We have to have a vision, a clear vision, and then we build on that. And I think that's his job, you know, to go out to the community, build on our community. When there's clients or industry that are looking at North Platte, that it's his job to go out there and to promote us, to make us look better. Also, I think that, you know, if you're going to be a good mayor, you need to, like, be good with the city administrator. You and him need to be a team, because it's a tough job. You know, it's not like it's a little town of 400 people. It's a pretty large town. And to be a team with the city administrator, work with department heads to become better budgeting, better revenue builders within their departments would be huge for North Platte. Even in business, you know, as you go through business, the revenue revenue seems to clean up all bad expenses, right? The bigger revenue, the better you do. And I think that's what we have to do in North Platte, is to work on those.
Same question for you, Andrew.
You know, some of that's always going to change. I'm a really fluid person on a lot of that. And you always want to make sure you're answering the needs at the moment. You don't want to pigeonhole yourself and say black and white, you know, I'm only going to work, you know, these 10 hours because that's what they're paying me. And, you know, we're going to do the city council meeting and we're going to do this and I'm going to, you know, you want to be adaptable to the situations that come before you. And so adaptability is a big, big component for being mayor. Some of that's going to be going out to the public and talking to our local residents and, you know, trying to reassure them about North Platte and being out at the different events that we have going on here and being accessible to the public. Another part of it is going to be trying to set the tone. So this is really big for me, is setting the tone for the city. As mayor, you get to work on the administrative side, and that's totally different than city council on that front. You know, you get to set the day, you can work on helping set the daily agenda, the weekly agenda, the 3-month agenda, the 6-month agenda for the city departments. And that's really big for me. So I kind of think maybe on like Monday morning, maybe Tuesday, whatever works better. You know, we get all the department heads into one room. We say, hey, these are the projects that are immediate coming up this week. These are the projects we have coming up in a month, 3 months, 6 months that we're working on. How do we get all these department heads working together in one unison group to move forward and try to make sure we're tackling these issues right? Who else do we need to bring into this discussion to get these things done right? And, you know, I mean, we can talk about all the different plans that each one of us mayoral candidates have, but it's about being able to implement them. And that's how I choose to, how I operate in terms of trying to implement them is we're going to get everybody in the same room, say, hey, we want to do these things. What are some of the problems you see? What are some of the advantages you see? And how do we get it out there and present this thing right? We don't want to be trying to piecemeal it and wing it, you know, at every moment. You want to have a really good communicational understanding with everybody at the table that's going to be working on these issues.
And Brandon, what should the mayor do?
My opinion, the mayor is first an ambassador for the city and to some extent, an administrator for the city. Now, in the city of North Platte, of course, we have an official administrator, and there's a clear line between what the city administrator does and what the mayor is in charge of, and I don't want to confuse that line in any way, shape, or form. But the mayor needs to set the precedent. The mayor is, to some extent, a leader of the city, but he or she is also a representative of the citizens of that city. We need to make sure that the mayor is working on behalf of the city, that his or her decisions are done with the idea that they are improving the city. They're making it a better place. The mayor needs to set the direction for the administrative activities of the city. So we need to make sure that the mayor is providing infrastructure, providing, keeping the parks up, responsible for all the things that the citizens are worried about. The mayor is also responsible for running the council, which is something very important. The mayor sets the council agenda. So he or she is organizing what's happening at the government level of the city. And to do that, you need input from lots of people. So principally, you have to sit back, you have to listen, you have to decide what is the most important at that particular given time and make sure that those discussions are getting into the city council. The city council has to have the right information to make the most appropriate decision. And I think that's one of the things that the mayor needs to be very passionate about, because as I've said before, you have to have the right information to the right people at the right time in order for them to make the most informed decision. And that means you may have to take some different angles of presenting the information. Our city council today, they bring in, and I'm doing air quotes here, but experts from time to time to talk about specific issues that are important to the city. And that's a great thing. I think we might need to do a little more of that, because it's a little different to read something on paper than to hear somebody who's passionate or really understands how something works. We need more people talking, and then we get more input, and then we can make better decisions collectively.
Okay, our next question is regarding the hot topic, Iron Eagle Golf Course. Lonnie, you're first. What would you do about the Iron Eagle situation?
So I've said since day one, my thought has not changed. If it's not dealt with this year, it's going to go on the ballot 2021, November. But I think we need to give it a fair shot through the season of 2021. I don't think that we run it as profitable as we could. I think that we could have more tournaments out there. We could have more high school building. You know, in bowling at the WBs, we do free kids bowling because we understand that the kids, when they get older, that's the generation that we want to bring forward. And I think we should do the same out there. Free kids golf lessons, free kids, and start building that up from the bottom up. And I think that there's a lot of revenue streams out there that we're not even tapping into now that could maybe bring that $200,000 deficit, at least cut it in half. And so the plan would be to try to do that. Every month we'd have the numbers out there on our website, and the people of North Platte would be able to see where we're at. And I'm a strong believer, since the citizens of North Platte voted it in, that the citizens of North Platte need to vote it out.
Andrew, your thoughts on Iron Eagle?
Well, you know, Iron Eagle is one of those big topics here in North Platte. You know, it's at the point that thing is so politically toxic that it cannot and will not survive under city control. I said it last year when I was in the budget. we have a developer that's wanting to go up and around there. We have some development going around in that area now. And the biggest thing we can do to let that place survive, to allow it to have a chance, to allow those golfers to be able to stay there at their preferred golf course, is to sell it. And I said, let's take a year, give the administration time to try to put together something to try to sell it. That obviously hasn't happened yet. Recently it looks like we have everything in line. We need to be able to move on with that. So hopefully before this election is even done in November, we will have moved on as a city council and try to make a decision and try to take that out of the thing. For me, it's I've talked to a lot of people, and I think what the compromise is coming down to, and sometimes compromises are the best way we can get things done, is let's put it together for a citywide vote, since they're the ones who voted for it initially for Iron Eagle. Do you want the city to continue to run it? Or would you like us to sell it? Let's put that question out there. Let's get an answer and then just follow it immediately. Let's put a deadline inside that initiative. You know, if people say that they want us to sell it, okay, we will put an RFP. We will request them back within 90, 120 days. And North Platte will move on with that decision that the people put forward. You know, it's definitely $200,000+ a year is a lot of money we can use for other projects here in North Platte. And for me, a lot of that, you know, we take $100,000 of that, we put it back into our park system, we start replacing all of our park equipment, we add splash pads, we start adding things for small kids, medium-sized kids, teenagers, adults, senior adults. I want something in our park system for everybody. And I think that we can use some of that money there in order to do that. That allows us to get using that with the New Bern funds, as well as grants that are available, as well as targeting kids that have handicapped disabilities and things like that. We can revamp our parks, 1 to 2 parks a year, and try to get our park system caught up to make sure that there's something for everybody inside of our parks. That other $100,000, we'll figure out something to use that for.
Okay, Brandon, Iron Eagle, what would you do?
The Iron Eagle situation is something that I believe I've been very clear about all along. My opinion is that it needs to be moved into private ownership of some form. I think having a golf course in that particular locale of our community is probably a benefit to the community, particularly given the chief development that's going on in that area. But I do not believe it should be the responsibility of the city taxpayers to pay for the golf course anymore. I also don't believe it's a good to have the city competing directly with 3 other independent businesses in that particular business. So I believe the golf course should be moved as quickly as possible into private ownership. And I believe there's a strong possibility that may be resolved before there's a new mayor in North Platte.
All right, John, your turn. Iron Eagle.
Well, to be quite honest with you, by the time the next mayor takes office, I'm not sure there's going to be a problem. I'm hoping it'll be resolved by then with what's going on right now. I think there's potential buyers out there hovering around, and with the what shall we say, clearing up the actual deed to the property where it appears now that the city does own it, I think that's going to eliminate some of our problems there too. So hopefully, like I say, the situation is going to be resolved by the time the new mayor takes office. So if not, I think we'll probably see it on maybe a special election in 2021. So,
Larry, same question for you.
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword there. I know back in 1957, there was talk that we were going to lose the Cody Park rides. And at that point, rather than get in the business of it, they found a private individual to run it as a private business, and the city saved it through finding someone else. As far as the golf course, did we need to be in that business? I realized that the voters had voted it in. That was everybody in the whole country was putting in golf courses. That was at the peak and just about the downfall of golf as a whole. Everybody rallied to put them in, and then there wasn't anybody to help support them, and we got caught in that rift. I don't believe that the city needs to be in the business of going against free enterprise, and so I would hope to think that we could find a buyer for it. I know we've poured lots and lots of money into it, and it's just a bad deal that we're throwing that money away. yet hopefully we can recoup as much of it as we can in the sale of it. And I think that we definitely need to be out of the business of the golf course.
That takes us to another break here on the KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum. We'll be right back.